CIQC. CIQC.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
My boy, we're pilgrims in an unholy land.
Let's do it.
Another holiday.
Well, good morning, and welcome to another edition of Travel World. It's Will and Backus in the studio with Stephen Pickford.
Good start there. I'm Stephen Pickford. Yeah. Yes, something in your throat there. Yes, better clear that out before next week when you head down to South Beach. Because next, we're counting down the days till we broadcast next Saturday from 11 to noon live from the lobby of the Avalon Majestic Hotel in South Beach, the Art Deco District of
Art
Miami.
Deco, as opposed to 20s Beaux-Arts.
Well, I think you can probably take a tour of all the architectural styles because Miami is one of those world-class cities that still has a lot of different architecture that you can explore. The thing about the Avalon Majestic that I'm looking forward to is it is a 1930s reconstructed, refurbished property that captures the essence of what that whole area is. And it doesn't, you know, not that too expensive to stay there for the type of accommodation.
I see a lot about those places on the Real E programs.
Yes, you have to go see it for yourself. I think it's one of those areas, you see pictures of
it.
That's
what we told them.
We have to go there, see it in person, and the nice thing about the Art Deco District in South Beach is it's all walking. You know, you go 10, 15, 20 blocks, and everything is close at hand. Great hotels, great dining, the beach.
South Beach,
and,
Miami.
You know, only 3.5 hours away by American Airlines nonstop flight.
Well, our winners wrote to us and said, is there anything we have to prepare for when we went down to Miami? And I said, one thing you do have to be able to tolerate is high temperatures, and you'll have to be able to tolerate being on the beach for extended periods of time.
Well, yes, the temperatures during the past week have all been like high 70s, low 80s Fahrenheit. And, you know,
of course
nice
we
weather.
Show up. It'll go
as soon as Willem shows up, something is bound to happen. I think they already have the Army Corps of Engineers ready to, you know, redredge the beach.
Thank you.
Have to fix everything up after he's been there.
Stephen thinks I'm some kind of a jinx.
Well, you didn't have to. You weren't flying to Toronto this week, so you didn't have anything to do with all the mess North America's most inefficient airline hub, Toronto.
If
you can fly via any other city in North America to make your connection, avoid Toronto if you're heading to the Midwest, to the West, because, you know, there was snow in Detroit, there was snow in Chicago, but they managed to handle it. They know it's going to happen every year. Wonders of nature. It snows every year. Didn't have to hire a consultant to figure that one out.
Well,
but Toronto couldn't cope.
Even when we flew to Milwaukee and we had to go through Toronto, for goodness sakes, this was March.
There was
no major snowfall. You know what it was? Radar breaks down. And the thing that gets me, Toronto, Canada's largest city, as opposed to us, Canada's greatest city, but largest city in Canada, only one major airport, only one radar system. It breaks down, you're toast. Us, we have four alternates. We got Dorval, Mirabel, Bromont, and St. Hubert.
And not to count, the planes could land at Burlington and Plattsburgh. I mean, there's a number of different alternatives in Montreal.
Yeah.
Toronto, nothing. And here are some great examples. If you're flying from Toronto, and this is the biggest advertisement for Via Rail will ever get, if you are going, if you're just going Montreal to Toronto, unless you are a glutton for punishment, unless you want a flying experience of S&M, you want to take the train. Because flying from Montreal to Toronto, it's not a one-hour flight. It is a four-hour flight. Some of the great examples, Canadian Airlines, 4 hours late yesterday, almost every one of their flights. Canada 3000 and Royal, flights were 3, 4, 5 hours late. People were already waiting on the aircraft. Instead of landing at Dorval after this five-hour wait in Toronto, they got here too late. They landed at Mirabel, you know, up near the North Pole. They had to charter a bus and get down to Montreal around 2:30 or 3.
At least it's a viable alternative to Montreal, and None of the airlines were late because of a delay at Montreal.
No.
And that is something about the way we're managing our airports around here. So, for sure, at least having a good alternative like that, even if Mirabel is at the North Pole, we got St. Hubert at the South Shore, which may as well be the South Pole, and bridges. And at the very least, we have alternatives for people to fly.
Right, there are alternatives.
And Dorval is a very, very good place.
But fly Montreal-Toronto, if you're going to Toronto, the train is the way to go. Downtown to downtown convenience.
Not just Toronto. I went to, also a little feather in the cap for Air Montreal. all their flights were on time. All of them, through the snowstorm. So a good tip of the hat to Air Montreal.
Right.
But at VRL, I had somebody coming in from Quebec City to do some work for me. He was supposed to rent a car and come on down. Well, instead of that, because Highway 20 was blocked and he would have been X hours late, he just strolled over to VRL, picked up a ticket for less than the price of a return bus ticket, got here on time, no problem.
No problem with the train. You can sit back, relax, watch the passing scenery, read your newspaper, have a snack. Mm-hmm. You're enjoying the travel experience. You're not sitting there in an airport terminal for 4 hours wondering what's going to happen, whether the plane's going to leave in 5 minutes or 5 hours, not going to circle the city, you know, 10 times trying to get an appropriate landing slot and then land and then can't find a gate. All of the interminable hassles of flying, not for me when I go to Toronto.
And he said to me, I wonder why I didn't take the train in the first place.
Yeah, a lot of people just don't realize it is there. They have not tried it, or they last took a train years ago, or they don't really realize that there is a very viable intercity rail transportation system in the Quebec City-Windsor corridor.
Speaking of airplanes and whatnot, we got to give you a word about Air Montreal
before we go
for the break and come back to... our All Phillips show.
Yes, our All Phillips show today. Try to get 2, 3, 4 Phillips to all appear today on Travel World.
Sure.
Air Montreal, if you're heading for business to some of the business centers of Quebec, Quebec City, Rouen, Val-d'Or, Mont-Joli, Bagotville, Île-de-la-Madeleine, Air Montreal is just-in-time travel. No need to reserve 2 weeks in advance and stay a Saturday night, because you call today, fly tomorrow at fares 50% less consistently over other airlines. You save as well from the fact that you leave from Air Montreal's own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free and no airport improvement fee to pay. Air Montreal, just-in-time travel. Call 631-2111 or reserve on the internet, www.airmontreal.com.
Chad, roll the break.
Travel.
Nothing like a little taste of the islands to make you feel warm.
Come on, there's a party tonight.
Real and crucial people. Original King of Lover talking on the microphone.
Now, doesn't that make you feel warm?
When me sing,
I want to have sex on the beach. Come on, move your body. Sex on the beach.
You guys are bad.
I want to have sex on the beach. Come on, there's a party. Sex on the beach.
AM600 Montreal.
Most people have a physical every year, but when was the last time you had a financial physical? If you have an investment or RRSP portfolio, make sure you know all the facts about your investments. One way to do that is to listen to The Money Show, Sundays from 5 to 6 with Babis Chronopoulos on AM 600. Another way to get the best investment advice is to order the free special reports from Investors Group. Learn all you need to know about RRSPs and tax planning. Call 1-888-829-2725. That's 1-888-829-2725.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Lanjo Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Lanjos with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Lanjo's choice of diets and experienced care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Lanjo's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Talking about death and dying helps us with life and living. This is Dawn Cruchet inviting you to join me and my co-host Keith Randall Monday nights from 9 to 10 p.m. for Good Grief, dedicated to coping with the loss of loved ones. Good Grief explores key issues such as helping children deal with death, gender differences in grieving, cultural diversity in funeral rituals, and many more. We invite caller participation and hope you will phone in with your questions, comments, and experiences. Good Grief, made possible by Mount Royal Commemorative Services.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
Talk Radio 600, CIQC.
Tell me, how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering?
We're back on Travel World with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and the hands of Chad behind the console. A little Melissa Etheridge and Sex on the Beach. This is where we're going to be next week, South Beach.
Yes, at the Avalon Majestic Hotel, the hippest, hottest, most happening spot in America, Miami, South Beach, the Art Deco District, the architecture to explore, the fine dining.
Bring me some water. Warm water.
Warm water, yes.
Warm water.
Not cold water. No,
not frozen water. And speaking of Phillips, we had Vic doing the station ID. We're about to get to Sandra. Years ago, and we're going to read this with Vic on the air, but one of Vic's old colleagues, Wally Mott from Czech TV Peterborough,
yes,
is retiring. So we'll talk to Vic about that. On the line with us right now is one of our favorite guests to have on the program, Sandra Phillips.
Hi,
Sandra,
there.
How you doing?
Good morning.
I'm great here. I'm sitting in Quebec City staring across the frozen river at the Chateau Frontenac.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to get stuck anywhere in a storm, this is a good port to be stuck in.
Yes, at least it's a nice place. We talked about it last week. Quebec City, great for a winter weekend getaway.
Well, I didn't plan it to be a winter weekend.
You just got stuck there with the snow.
The weather planned it for me. I planned to be in the station with you.
Okay.
We're going to go from one port to another port, because what I wanted to talk about today was the port of Baltimore.
And that's important.
Yes, it's extremely important in U.S. history, for all sorts of reasons. And the action, believe it or not, 200 years later, still takes place at the port, the Inner Harbor. There's an area there of reclaimed called the Harbor Front, where they've taken some of the old buildings and recreated new ones, and all the action is there with 100 shops and 50 restaurants. And, this is a place where they would have ice carving contests and crab picking contests, and this is a place where everyone tends to head, but there's a lot more there.
Of course, down on the Inner Harbor in Baltimore, there is, of course, Phillips Seafood Restaurant.
That's right.
Oh, I was leaving that for the end. You got it. That was my sign-off.
Stephen knows everything named Phillips.
You've traveled too much, guys.
We've been to Baltimore. It's a great place.
Yeah. Down there, it's great if you're a history buff, if you're a science nut, or if you just like to eat and shop. I mean, I think that pretty well covers everybody.
That covers pretty well what we do on a trip, eat and shop.
Right.
And then there was, Chad's leaving, so I can't really tell him about his favorite place.
There are museums, set right into this harborfront area. There's a maritime museum. If you want to go on the last ship afloat that survived Pearl Harbor, there's a Coast Guard cutter there called the Taney.
Uh-huh.
There's a U.S. World War II sub, and of course there's the famous USS Constellation, which
yes,
is undergoing a huge restoration right now, so it's not sitting there at the moment, but it will be back. And you can take a little shuttle across the bay to Fort McHenry. Now, you guys know what's important there?
Yes, War of 1812 and the composing of the Star-Spangled Banner.
Exactly. Now, I learned something when I was there. I was never knew, and this is so typical U.S. that it's funny. You know the name of the guy, Francis Scott Key, that wrote the Star-Spangled Banner, but why he was there and who he was an interesting thing I learned at the fort. He was a lawyer.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So he was out
there his credibility.
Trying to secure the release of one of his clients, a doctor, who had been captured by the British, and he got stuck on this ship in the middle of this battle, and so he sort of waited out the night, and in the morning he noticed the flag was still flying, and it moved him to write this poem. And so if you're really hung up on that whole story, not only can you go out to the fort and pretend you're there during the battle, but you could also see the original manuscript at the Maryland Historical Society. You can even go to the house of the lady who sewed the whole flag together. So you can really get into history in Baltimore. For science, I already mentioned there's the Maritime Museum, but right, the most famous thing at that harbor front is the Baltimore National Aquarium.
Oh, yes, very interesting.
You walk through the aquarium.
Yeah, you walk through it. A couple of stories tall to watch the exhibits. You're
7 stories tall, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it was the first one where you actually feel like you're in this tank with the fish rather than sort of peering in a window.
Right, you're not looking like into a standard glass case of, couple of species, and it's all on one level. They try to recreate a whole system representing the ocean or sea where those creatures live.
Yeah, there's a coral reef that you walk through with 500 tropical fish. There's 5 species of sharks that'll imagination of any little boys. And then, this is for you guys, one of the world's largest collection of poison dart frogs. So that's one of the reasons. Also a science center down there with an IMAX theater in the Davis Planetary. I mean, you could talk days just being down there at the Harbor Place. As well, really into, you know, you could tour John Hopkins University and take tours of the harbor on different ships. Once you're there, as far as the eating and shopping, we have to kind of let them know what's there. Of course, there's a Planet Hollywood to eat at. There's everything in the shopping from Brooks Brothers and Victoria's Secret and the Coach store, down to fun stores like As the Pottery Wheel Turns. I like that one. And All Wound Up, that's a store that sells toys for kids and adults that you wind up. There's no batteries included. They're all wind-up things. The Knot Shop, the Edge, that's the electronic toys for the older guys. So you're talking 100 different shops to shop in that one area. So you really can cover the gamut for the entire family going there. And for those of you who are kind of worried about parking and how to get there, this is one of the first one of these outdoor areas where I saw valet parking.
That's always a help. Also, right down near downtown, there's a very interesting farmer's market, and they bring in the seafood and the fresh catch.
Exactly.
And you can walk around there.
And did you know the first telegraph communication was sent to Baltimore? They're the ones who received it. Do any of you remember your trivia there?
Good old Sam Morse.
Yeah. What hath God wrought?
Exactly.
That's exactly what arrived right in downtown Baltimore. Also, if you happen to go there in the spring, the Preakness is run for the one of the Triple Crown races. So if you're a horse buff, that's a time to go. For sports nuts, Babe Ruth's birthplace. And they've turned that into...
Where they have a museum right near Camden Yards.
Camden Yard, one of my favorite places to go in Baltimore. We went there for a ball game, Steve and I, and of course Dick Williams was there. And
it wasn't Dick Williams, it was Buck Rogers.
It was Buck Rogers?
With the California Angels.
Yeah. Played just like the Expos did, too. They lost.
And of course, for art nuts, is a famous Baltimore Museum of Arts with 100,000 things in its repertoire and a especially large exhibit of Andy Warhol. But getting back to the food at the harbor front there, did you guys ever go to a Cheesecake Factory? They have one of those restaurants there. And I experienced it in Florida where there was a 2.5-hour wait to get in.
It was so popular.
It was so popular, and they actually give you a beeper to wear.
A beeper?
You could sort of wander around, and they could call you back when your table is coming up. I don't think it's that busy in Baltimore. But the portions are so large that a family of four could probably eat one dish. And they're famous. They have...
like Main Street in New York City.
Yeah, they have one of the places that have kind of 50 different kinds of cheesecake.
50.
So it's really fun for the whole family to eat there.
Did you have a chance, because, Sandra, you went to Phillips Seafood Restaurant, but did you have a chance on Market Street to see where we went in 94... to Chad's restaurant. I remember this. Yeah, I didn't put it together at the time. We remember Chad's restaurant. So we called the guy up and we said, shouldn't you be more like a Hooters? I mean, to really reflect Chad's tastes.
Right.
There was one. Have you guys been in Seattle where you go to Pike's Market?
Yeah, down Pike Street Marketplace, yes.
There are those fishmongers there that are busy like singing and throwing fish.
You're right. They put a whole show.
Well, exactly. They put a whole show. Well, I walked into one section of Harbor Place, and there was a four-part harmony going on in a fast food joint. And they had half the place surrounding them while they listened to these kids sing. And that was their way of attracting people to their restaurant, which I thought was a scream. It's a real takeoff on the Pikes thing. And maybe we'll be seeing more of that.
Well, that's one of the interesting things about Baltimore is all of these attractions are within walking distance, but you get that whole maritime atmosphere. You can take the water taxi from the Inner Harbor over to Fells Point, which is, again, a community built around the turn of the, around the 1810, 1812, all with cobbled streets and very, very interesting to explore. It's still a residential neighborhood, but there's a lot of bed and breakfasts and little inns in the Fells Point area.
Right. And as we mentioned, at least twice before, the biggest restaurant in the market is called Phillips. It's a famous seafood house with a piano bar. And now they've expanded, so there's a Phillips Seafood Market, a Phillips Carryout, and you could also get a Phillips Philly Cheesesteak.
For Harl Phillips. It's amazing how many people that we've encountered that are involved in this kind of thing that are named Phillips. Vic Phillips, you, Janine Phillips.
Yes.
Mark, Bruce.
Yeah. All of them. There's Kyra Phillips, and there's Dan Phillips, and Don
Jerry
Phillips.
Phillips from Adorable Junior sends his regards our way,
oh, yes,
too.
Oh, he couldn't
Chuck Phillips
join
is on the line, by the way.
Chuck Phillips is on the line.
The Gazette as well as me. There's Randy Phillips.
Yes,
who writes about golf in the Gazette. Yes. lots of Phillips enjoy golf. That's one thing I found. Vic Phillips is an avid golfer. Chuck Phillips is an avid golfer. He's going to be joining us right after the 11:30 break. So a lot of golfing Phillips. I don't know what goes with the golfing and the Phillips. So
Sandra, thanks for joining us. Chad's getting a bit of a hunger craving, I would imagine, right about now.
For pizza?
You think it could be pizza?
Yeah.
Yes, Pizza Donini, 11:30 in Montreal. 30 minutes or less, it'll be piping hot, oven fresh, at your door, real great Montreal-style pizza, and a whole lot more from a Montreal company. 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Pizza Donini, one number to remember, 383-6000.
Following the break, we got Chuck Phillips. Chad, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
An holiday.
Hunting your debt.
D-I-Q-C, Montreal.
Mitch Melnick here to tell you that another Baton Rouge restaurant has arrived in Galerie d'Anjou. Yes, the already legendary barbecue baby back ribs, amazing appetizers from a highly original menu with a wonderful atmosphere, is now open for business in the East End. Baton Rouge, now 5 locations, including their newest, in Galerie d'Anjou.
Of course we take the time to get it all just right, to make each dish divine, so you'll come back next time. Baton Rouge, it's the place.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
You buy clothes, you pay taxes. Eat at a restaurant, you pay taxes. Go to the garage, more taxes. Imagine if someone else paid the taxes for you. Well, it's happening at Boy Matsuno. That's right. Save the equivalent of 15% GST and QST on the purchase of a refrigerator, range, washer, dryer of the same brand. On promotion, Gibson four-piece set, now only $1,799. Buy now, pay only in the year, $2,000. Isn't it great when someone else pays the taxes? Boy Matsuno, where quality always meets low prices. Details in store.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back. It's Stephen Pickford in studio with the hands of Chad behind the console on our All Phillips
Hour.
Joining us on the line is one of our good friends and another host here on CIQC during the daytime is Chuck Phillips himself. Chuck.
Hi, guys.
How you
good
doing?
Good morning. Oh.
Good. How are you?
Doing well.
How did you come up with the All Phillips Hour?
Well, because we seem to know...
It's the All Smith Hour next week at the No-Tell Motel.
That's right. Well, we could have the All Chad Hour, and we were
also
thinking of all the All Jim Hour. We could have Jim Duff, Jim Connell.
Well, you guys are pretty creative, I must say.
Right. We've heard that before.
We're not sure whether that's a compliment.
No, it is. It is.
But we've had a great time doing the show.
Good. And I just heard Sandra Phillips.
Yeah.
She's a great lady. She's really terrific. I've had her on the show a few times.
Oh, yeah. She does some fantastic stuff, always brings back goodies for us and little puzzles for me to solve
right
on the air.
So when you guys are done... afternoon. If you want to, I'm painting the ceiling in my living room.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Isn't that exciting?
That's
isn't
an exciting, exciting thing doing today.
Wouldn't you just rather like to go to Florida?
Oh, yes. That's so. Why we're planning to do that next week. Yes.
Or would you rather come over and paint my ceiling?
Hard decision.
That's a tough choice, huh? Yeah.
I think
this, of course, is just after my daughter scotch taped the entire thing.
Scotch taped it.
Yeah.
If we can use spray paint, maybe.
That's okay.
You know, we can a little spray paint, you know.
Sure.
101 equals swastika.
Yeah. You can do anything.
Anglo go home, things like that.
Like I said, get creative.
Always creativity. What goes through our minds?
Yeah. I'm going to grab my snow shovel and head out to Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah, on an expedition to help out the poor.
Take your snowshoes, take a whole...
Well, sure. Well, I figured if you wanted to go somewhere that was really challenging, that would be it.
Yeah, you don't need to go into adventure travel. Just plan a trip to Pearson Airport, and there's as much adventure as you need.
Exactly.
It's a good gamble. I mean, will you be on time? I mean,
well, you won't be. If you want to find out how late the aircraft are, you can check out the Aéroport de Montréal website, admtl.com, and you'll see 3 hours late, 4 hours late, five
really?
Hours late, canceled.
Yeah, well, never mind.
But Montreal is good that way. So, Chuck,
yeah.
Where's one of the more memorable places that you've traveled?
Let me see. Well, I am, as you mentioned, I'm a diehard golfer.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, my favorite place is South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
It's got more golf courses than I could possibly play in a lifetime. But one of the most spectacular countries that I visited, and I'm not a big traveler. I love to travel. I just don't get much chance to do it. My wife and I went to Portugal a few years ago, and we spent about 2 weeks there, and it was absolutely terrific. It was just beautiful. We went to, we spent, I think, about a week or 10 days in the Algarve.
In the Algarve?
Yeah.
In March?
Yeah.
With Jack
No,
Curran.
Actually, we went there in August.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which we found out after it was the wrong time to go.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's why Jack Curran always went in March.
Well, you see, the reason you don't go the first week of August is because the entire continent of Europe goes on vacation.
Yes, that is, they
Holy
just besiege
cow.
The rest of Europe. They all, it seems
that's
to
right.
be a migration from every country to the next.
Yeah.
You know, the end of July, beginning of August,
that's
that is
right.
the worst time, and then you get the influx of all the North American tourists.
Yeah.
And just guess where they all headed?
The Algarve.
That's right.
They all seem to be in the same place as you
right.
at the same time.
That's right.
Well, you see, Stephen's been very much influenced in his planning of the show by Travel 72 with CIQC's own Jack Curran,
uh-huh.
therefore.
Sure.
That was why one of the first shows we did when we had a spring 98,
yeah.
was to send Vic Phillips off to golfing yeah. in Bermuda. It was
well,
our tribute to Jack Curran.
I tell you, if it's not a fun job, but I'm volunteering to do it if you're looking for somebody.
Yeah, well, we have a trip up to Rouyn-Noranda, but...
Oh, yeah?
on Air Quebec next week.
Oh, wait a minute.
I think you got to paint the ceiling
in my bedroom then.
Yeah.
Got to wax the ferret.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, I got to help my sister move.
Yeah.
I don't have a sister. Wait.
No. I'll get one.
Or you have to judge the annual ice, you know, the igloo building contest.
Yeah. No. It's cold enough here, thank you. Thank you very much. But I appreciate the offer, guys.
No, but we'll be sending you someplace. Well, I'm sure we do. We
okay.
always send everybody.
Okay.
We're
going
to be sending Chad someplace, probably.
Are you?
Yeah, well, we're thinking of sending him to cover a race, probably one of the NASCAR races, because they are
That'd
involved in the show somehow.
It's
well,
like, it's like the old joke of the guy who walks in the travel agency and asks the guy behind the desk, say, where can I go for $25? And the guy told him, ba-doom. You had to be there.
Yeah.
Well, I've come across a lot of those people. They want you to give them $25 to travel.
There
so.
You go.
No.
It's fun though. Yeah. I love to travel. Like I said, I don't get much chance to do it though.
Yeah, it's always Florida, $25 retour.
Everyone wants the cheapest thing they can get, unfortunately. And but you get what you pay for
That's
in life.
True.
But you know what, though? One thing I've discovered with the travel industry is that and traveling is that there really are some incredibly good deals.
Oh, yes, if you look around. And as we keep mentioning here, I had a customer who called me this week, and he'd called American Airlines to go to Phoenix, and he wasn't staying a Saturday night, and, of course, they quoted him over $2,000. And there are deals out there with tour operators. You can get air and car for on without a Saturday night stay, with only without 7, 14, 21 days in advance for under $800.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can do it for one-third the price, and this is whether you're traveling on business or leisure. It's you just have to look around. And sometimes the charters are not always the best bet. We've talked about how late they often are, but check for somebody else. And Montreal to Fort Lauderdale, $529 tax included with a charter, and Delta, $409 tax included. Who would you rather fly with?
Well, exactly. I mean, you've got to do, like you say, you've got to do your homework.
Yes.
You know, you've got to look around. I mean, I've gone to South Carolina. Mind you, we there was four of us and we drove down. We rented a van, but even still, like $400 for the week for your hotel and golf.
Yeah. Well, you drove down. How long did it take you to get down there?
20 hours.
Yeah.
20 long hours.
It's like flying from Montreal to Toronto off of Pearson Airport.
Yeah, that's yeah, may make it to Brockville in that time. But, no, we had a great time, and we shopped around and got a pretty good hotel deal and a golf package. So, you know, and this is the time of the year to go.
Oh yes, this is the time of the year when people down there will say, well, it's too cold for ourselves, but look at all those Canadians out there. That in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and North Florida, it's the time of the year to go. It's off season for them because they're not getting the American tourists in there, not the locals, but they're getting the Canadian traffic, and they've got some great deals out there to welcome Canadian visitors.
You can actually, I mean, let's face it, the thing that's deterring a lot of people these days is the fact that the Canadian dollar is just, you get 50 cents on your dollar.
Oh, yeah.
But you can get a good deal on a hotel, and you can get, meals are cheap down there, so it's still a pretty good place to go. It's still a good buy.
There's value out there because you look at how much a meal would cost, and you do the exchange, it'll come out to approximately what you would pay in Montreal.
Right.
The tax rate is less. The average tax rate in most U.S. counties is around 10%, so you're saving another 5-6% back there, and prepaying a lot of your accommodations through tour operators, tour wholesalers. They've got a preferential rate, and they've bought currency futures and that sort of thing, so they've put together attractively priced packages.
Oh, sure. And it's a lot of fun. That's the key.
Chuck, did you have any particularly any funny stories that happened to you while you were traveling, or anything that you can say on the air, that is?
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Well, I mentioned I went to Portugal, and the first day we got there, we landed at the airport, and it was like we left here at midnight, got there, I think it was about 8 o'clock in the morning. We get off the plane, and you know how you get off a plane after a long flight. You're kind of tired and groggy and grumpy. And my wife and I had just got married.
Oh.
This is on our honeymoon. This is about 10 years ago, I guess.
Okay.
And we got the rental car. We got lost in downtown Lisbon, couldn't find our way out. Finally, after, I swear, an hour and a half of going in this, they have these circles, these traffic circles. They call them roundabouts.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I kept going round and round. Wound up in the dockyard. Finally get on the highway, and we hit the worst traffic jam I have ever seen in my entire life.
Worse than the Mercier Bridge?
Oh, yeah. This was a seven-hour traffic jam.
Oh.
And it was backed up and backed up, because everybody in Europe goes to the Algarve on the 1st of August, and that's when we hit it.
Oh,
and what happened was they were doing work on a bridge, and it was a two-lane bridge, and it was backed up for, like I said, 7 hours.
Yeah.
I looked at my wife, and I said to her, "Hun, we should have gone to Myrtle Beach."
Yeah.
That was the wrong thing to say.
Uh-oh.
It took me about 2 days to score enough brownie points to recuperate, shall we say.
Holy cow.
Anyway, that's one story that she keeps reminding me.
Oh, she can never live that one down.
I'm still trying to live it down.
Whenever something goes wrong, she'll bring it out, remind you.
Right.
Remember that time.
Dear, do you remember the time we went to Portugal? And
I don't remember.
However, but you know how you get when you're sitting in a car and been there all day. And it was really hot, too, I must say. But we had a great time after that. We had a lot of fun.
Well, that was good getting out on the
Algarve
like that.
I went diving off a boat,
and
it was really a lot of fun. Then I discovered that, how am I going to get back on the boat?
It was a one-way trip.
Well, you see, everybody went to shore for lunch, and I decided to stay on the boat.
Okay.
Because I wanted to go swimming for a while. And I had a snorkel and swimming around the boat. I'm swimming around the boat, and I'm looking for a ladder.
Oh, no.
And this isn't like a small boat. It's a schooner.
Okay.
And, you know, they have fairly high things. Anyway, and I'm covered, I mean covered, in suntan lotion because it's really, really hot. And there's two guys on the boat, and finally I swim around, and there's no ladder. And I look up and I go, hello, can you help me? Anyway, I had to go down in the water and swim up as fast as I could so they could just grab my arm.
Okay.
Oh.
And they finally grabbed my arm, but they couldn't hang on to me because I was covered. I was like
suntan lotion.
Yeah. So anyway, I had to tread water for about half an hour till the boat came back, got on the boat and climbed the little dinghy that they took in, got up on that, and then climbed back up on the big boat. But I'm slightly embarrassed.
At least it all worked out well in the end.
Yeah, and of course my wife came in. She had the camera with her. And she thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, now that's recorded for posterity, too.
Yeah, I got a great big picture.
She thought that was funny. I bet she did.
Yeah, yeah. I was just hoping and praying there were no sharks.
It gets ashore pretty
lunch.
Fast.
Oh, well.
Easy lunch.
Best incentive to get aboard.
Oh, man.
Anyway, it was a lot of fun.
Always fun when we travel, yes.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, you have such a good time. Most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's the good times that lead us on to continue on to the next travel experience. Chuck Phillips, I'd like to thank you for being part of our All Phillips show today.
Well,
and,
thank you, guys.
We'll be talking to Vic Phillips when we get
all
back
right.
from the break.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Thank
same
you.
To you.
You.
Bye.
Take care.
Chad, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on a rocking me, baby.
Go choose some razor blades.
Keep on a rocking me, baby.
Kind of look like a couple of red lobsters.
CIQC Montreal.
Let's talk about bidding here, and I'm talking about mattresses from Furniture Wholesalers. I haven't talked about it for a while, and I should, because they, at Furniture Wholesalers, have a special deal with the Simmons mattress people. Now, anybody that knows anything about mattresses knows that Simmons is just about the biggest name there is in mattresses. All of the sizes, everything from king size to a single mattress, all of the models, every model that Simmons mattresses make, all of it on sale at Furniture Wholesalers. Now, what do I always say about Furniture Wholesalers? I always say the prices are lower. And I say about Simmons mattresses that they have a special deal with Simmons because of how many Simmons mattresses they sell, so you do better at Furniture Wholesalers. They are at 6820 St. Urban, north of Beaubien, 274-8255.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
There's always lots to do Saturday mornings, including enjoying a good breakfast, like the kind you get at Chez Carole. Your breakfast home away from home 6 days a week, including Saturday. Chez Carole on Bridge Street in Point St. Charles provides great breakfast, from petit déjeuner for as low as $1.50 to a full breakfast for just $2.95. It's comfortable, it's cozy, it's open. Saturday mornings from 5 a.m. to noon, and they're waiting for you. Chez Carole, 321 Bridge Street across from Club Price. Go on, you deserve it.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travels USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings.
$395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagry Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagry, 626-3132.
I'm Gord Logan. If there's something you'd like to say about Viewpoint or any of our programming on AM 600, you can call our listeners' line, 767-5568. You can also email your comments or questions, www.ciqc.com.
Hello, everybody. It's Maria Miles from the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce, listening to my favorite travel program, Travel World, right here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC. Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a new romance. Hey, hey, hey. Everybody's going off the deep end.
Yeah. It's Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford on Travel World with the hands of Chad behind the console once again.
The All Phillips Show, and coming up in this segment, Canada Centennial Anchorman Vic Phillips.
That's a term you coined.
Yes, I've coined phrases for everyone.
We have a couple of stories we want to ask Vic to talk about, like the time that he was in Miami almost.
I think it was Sarasota. Sarasota, heading back to the airport. Good morning, Vic.
How you doing,
morning,
Vic?
Stephen, good morning, Willem.
Happy New Year, Vic.
Happy New Year to you. You guys get the storm in Montreal?
You betcha we got
the
storm.
Yes.
Well, I bet you're not a wimp city like Toronto is. Can you imagine calling in the army? Our mayor calls in the army. and the taxpayers in Montreal and other cities across the Canada have to pay for these 400 soldiers and their vehicles to come here. And, you know, they brought in these four vehicles called the Bisons that are supposed to go anywhere in the snow and rescue people. And so they pulled one out yesterday, and it got stuck in a snowbank.
Well,
what a wimp city Toronto is to call in the military. This is a city filled with Lexus cars and Mercedes Benzes, and everybody has a cell phone. It's that type of city, a yuppie town, and they don't want to get their shoes wet. It's not a tough town like Montreal.
Tough town. So, Vic, tell us, Stephen was telling us earlier about this time that you were in Sarasota and missed your flight.
The
bridge incident.
Oh, the bridge. When I was leaving town to catch my plane in Sarasota, it's one of the drawbridges, and there's a car in front of me, and we're going up the bridge, and then a barrier came up, and they said you can't go any further because they were opening the bridge all the way. It's a lock to let the ships go through. And there was a woman driving the car in front of me. She decided to gamble, and she crashed through the barrier. I guess she was in a hurry, crashed through the barrier and tried to fly her car over onto the bridge on the other side, but she didn't make it. She crashed right into the end of the bridge on the other side, and she was killed, and her husband was killed. And, I mean, that was sad enough. I missed my flight. I ended up staying in Sarasota for another 3 days. You couldn't get any flights out of there. Traffic was backed up for hours. But she had horrible luck, but that's kind of luck I have on a lot of my trips.
Oh, yes.
Well, you have another incident like that, Steve.
Oh, yes. So we were talking about your favorite hotel, the Banff Springs.
Oh, where we check into that hotel. Everybody gets a nice room, and I walk into my room, and it's like 20 below zero. The pipes had frozen. There was no heat in the room, and I had to request another one, but there weren't any available because all the rooms were booked up at the Banff Springs. That's not one of my favorite hotels.
Well, they finally moved you to a room that they had to take out of storage with all the dusty furniture up in the attic.
Yeah.
There was no water.
I know. You know, Stephen, I hope my luck changes. I'm lining up a trip for you and I that we want to talk about on the show to Biloxi, Mississippi, and of course it's all gambling casinos there. So I hope I have good luck on that trip.
Oh, yes. Well, you had good luck the time you were playing some blackjack in Las Vegas when we went to the ITIX show on one of our trips back in the early 90s. You won some money there at the tables at the Holiday Inn, which is now the Harrah's.
Yeah. Now, I know Montreal's a gambling casino, and I hope to get to Montreal and do some gambling in the next few weeks at the casino there. But at the one in Las Vegas, I went on this streak, one of those lucky streaks at the blackjack table where I couldn't lose, and I pulled four blackjack hands in a row, and I kept winning and winning and winning. And the people in the casino, I guess, got a little suspicious. They thought I was what they call a card counter. And somebody approached me, but I assured them, no, I was just an idiot who got on a lucky streak.
So, well, at least you had one lucky time there. I remember the time you came back from Jacksonville, and two people or three people all had the same seat assignment as you on the aircraft.
Oh, I had to stand up all the way back to Toronto. I mean, can you imagine standing on a plane the whole way?
Standees.
Standees, only 118-seated, 47 standees.
I don't know. I don't know what it is about. Now, I can't count the times my luggage has been lost in different cities. Like, I expect it to be lost when I arrive in another town. I just expect it.
Well, you could see the skyline. You could see the lights.
Yeah, and you're right. They have this stupid airport in Las Vegas. And I did get caught in this thing where I just going round and round and round. But I think what contributed to that, they kept pouring me Grand Marniers on the plane.
Oh, yes.
All right.
I mean...
You know, some of these plane trips we take, Stephen, I mean, some of the planes are not that great. I remember you and I were on our way to Richmond, and there wasn't any movie on the plane, and I asked the stewardess, can you show, are you going to show a movie or whatever? And to accommodate us, they flew low over a drive-in. That's the trip where I asked the stewardess, she asked if I'd what I'd like for dinner, and I asked her what my choices were, and she said yes and no. We sure have some great trips, don't we?
Oh, yes.
You know what really gets me? And it doesn't make sense. All this traveling we do, you know, before a flight, I mean, I hate going to the airport, but before a flight, they frisk you and they ask you to go through a metal detector, and it makes no sense. You go through it, then on the flight, everybody gets a sharp steak knife.
Right.
Oh. It's one of those things, eh? Oh. I always wondered why they used to call airports terminal.
Yeah.
And the final approach.
Yeah, Captain says we're on our final approach. I get nervous. I got a few things I want to do still.
Oh, but the time you even took the train, you figured you wouldn't fly, so you take the train. That was the first time in like 20 years they were picketing outside the Guildwood station.
That's right. The first time I've ever taken a train, and I love taking that VIA train. But you're right, I ran into pickets. There was a strike or something. My first, I'm a very unlucky traveler.
Oh, yeah, so they'll call you up and say your flight's canceled, your train's canceled. No.
I know. What I'm going to do, I'm going to start going to church before I travel from now on. Just spend a couple hours in any church.
Right. Anyone that's nearby, make a donation.
Yep. Now, how many Phillipses have you had on the show today?
Well, you're number three. We were waiting for one or two others, but I guess they were...
We'll have another Phillips show. They
were busy.
An annual All-Phillips show next year. We'll use...
Well, you know, you billed me as Canada's Centennial Anchorman, and there's no doubt that I'm the oldest Phillips on the show today. In fact, I'm so old, when I order a 3-minute egg in the restaurant, they ask for their money up front. I'm definitely the oldest.
Their money up front. Oh, my goodness. Vic, Stephen has this little press release today that one of your longtime colleagues, Wally Mott, is retiring today.
Yes, from Peterborough.
Yeah.
Wally and I worked together at CFTOC-TV. Of course, CFCF Television in Montreal is the CTV affiliate, or was. I don't know if it still is. But you know, Wally and I worked together in Toronto. He's a Western boy, and he's been in broadcasting about 45 years. And he left CTV. He did Canada AM a number of years ago, moved to Peterborough to become news director, and he is retiring. He sure paid his dues.
That's for sure. He used to be, and indirectly, he's one of the reasons why you and Stephen met, because Stephen used to tell me the story about it, how he used to watch you and Wally doing the news out in Peterborough, and he would imitate Wally doing his CTV news breaks.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's true.
I don't know if he's ever done one for you.
No.
Stephen, do your news break.
Check's news update. Here is Wally Mott.
Oh, that sounds just like him. You should retire, Stephen.
York Regional Police are at this hour investigating a case of general debauchery at Vic Phillips' residence.
Now, Stephen, are you getting ready for this big trip we're going to in Biloxi?
Oh, yes, I'm getting packed already. That should be fun for the Biloxi Tricentennial. They're inviting a number of national programs right from across Canada and the United States to help celebrate with dignitaries from the state government, local government.
And Biloxi has a big tie-in with Quebec because, as you say, it's their 300th anniversary, and it was settled 300 years ago by the French.
Right, French explorer, Sieur d'Iberville. And they're celebrating that on February 13th. So we'll be broadcasting live from the Casino Magic Resort Hotel on the white sands of the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, that'll be a great one.
Looking forward to it. The hour is coming to a close here. 12 noon is fast approaching. So I'd like to thank you, Vic Phillips, for being our third Phillips today.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Willem. And have a good weekend.
Same
and don't
to you.
Be wimpy like in Toronto fighting that storm.
Hefty.
Yeah, we'll be doing it. Thanks a lot.
So, Steve, what do we... next week we're in Miami, huh?
Yep. We'll be doing a live broadcast from South Beach, Art Deco District, 11 to noon, right here on AM 600 CIQC.
And we'll be seeing you back after that. Chad, I hope you have a terrific week. We're looking forward to doing the show with you next week. See you when we're back.
Et qui fait neiger sur l'hiver des roses bleues, des roses d'or. Dans le silence de l'hiver, je veux revoir cela qui est grand.
Jim Duff in the